1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now about the things which you wrote unto me, it's good for a man not to get married, but to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband give to his wife her duty, and likewise the wife also to the husband. The wife doesn't have power of her own body, but the husband, and also likewise the husband doesn't have power of his body, but the wife does. So that was very different to what people thought at the time. They thought that the husband owned the wife, and that was it. But Paul says, yeah, that's true, but it's also true the other way around. The wife owns the husband. Now, this would have been very, very strange for them. So what he's saying is that we are one together in marriage, and that we are not to dominate over each other. And he's also saying that marriage is a good thing, whereas some people are very against marriage, and Paul's quite positive in his own way about it. But then he goes on, I would wish that all men were even as I myself, but everyone has their own gift of God, one this way and another that way. So I think he's saying that it's best, the ideal level is not to get married, be like Paul, and serve the Lord. But, as he's going to say, it is not a sin to get married. And in fact, he's saying it is a good thing. So I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it's good for them if they stay even like me, but if they cannot contain, let them marry. It's better to marry than to burn in lust, in desire for it all the time. But to the married I command, but not I, but the Lord, let not the wife leave her husband. But and if she leave, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband divorce his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who doesn't believe, and she's willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And the woman who has a husband that doesn't believe, and if he's willing to live with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is made holy by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy by the husband. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are clean. But if the unbelieving leaves, let him leave. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in these cases, but God has called us to peace. For what do you know, O wife, whether you can save your husband? Or how do you know, O man, whether you can't save your wife? But as God has distributed and given to each person, as the Lord has called each of us, so let him walk. And this is what I command in all the churches. Is anyone called? Being circumcised, let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let each person abide in the same calling in which he was called. Are you called being a servant? Don't worry about it. But if you may be made free, then use it. He that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free person. Likewise also, he that is called being a free person is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Don't be the servants of men. So he's saying that if you've got the opportunity and the possibility to serve God and the Lord Jesus, then you should use this to the maximum that you can. In whatever situation, he means that. So that's the principle, that we should serve God and Jesus as far and as much as we can. Brothers, let every man, wherein he is called, remain in it with God. Now about the unmarried, I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose that this is good for the present distress, that it is good for a man to be like this. Are you bound to a wife? Don't seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Don't seek a wife. But, and if you marry, you have not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brothers, that time is short. It remains that both those who have wives be as though they don't, those who are weeping as though they don't weep, and those that rejoice as though they don't rejoice, and those who buy as though they possess not, Maybe he means those who are weeping, wishing they were married, and those that are rejoicing in marriage, as at the wedding, as though they didn't rejoice, and those that use this world as not abusing it, for the form of this world is passing away. And I would have you to live without worry and care. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he that is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. And there's a difference also between a wife and an unmarried woman. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. This I speak for your own benefit, not that I may put a snare and trap upon you, but that you may serve the Lord without destruction. So then, he that gets married does well, and he that doesn't also does better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband is dead, then she is free to be married to whom she will, but only in the Lord. Now you see, marriage must be in the Lord, to someone who is also baptized into the Lord Jesus. So then, it's hard to exactly figure out what Paul is saying, but you can get the spirit of it, which is that we should seek to serve the Lord on the highest level we possibly can. That we should not be unduly caught up with the things of this life, including marriage and family and stuff like that, but that always he should come first and should be above all things for us. The other things you take away from that is that it is not God's will that we should just be married and then divorce, get married, someone else, then get divorced, marry someone else, etc. These things happen, and we accept that. But we should have a serious approach to relationships. I think that's something else that comes out. So whilst it's not so that God doesn't approve of divorce in any situation, he does in some situations, and he does bless some people who divorce and marry again. But the point is, he wants us to be serious about relationships. That's the point. To not just be with someone for a bit and then with someone else and then with someone else all our lives. That's not what he intends. He wants us to be serious. And to be looking always for the coming of Jesus and to realize that all in this life will pass away and to be focused upon Jesus.